What's up, guys?
What's up, everybody?
This is Kevin.
And this is Dan.
And we are business starters.
Let's talk about investments. You know, I know, like, me and you, we've had, like, a couple, like, conversations in the past about what it means to invest your money and what does that entail, what it is that you have to do in order to invest your money. And it's tricky because it's a topic that is not taught to you. It's not something that you learn in school. It's not, you know, it's not something that people just randomly talk to you about. You have to, like, actually go out there and, like, find the information yourself, or find people who are willing enough to help you find that information, or understand what the information is, understand what it is, you know, to invest. And there's a lot of different ways people invest. I mean, I don't know them, but, you know, one of the most, I would say, most two common ones is stocks or real estate, you know. And one thing I've always struggled with is really understanding, like, what it is you have to do in order to invest your money and actually, you know, get the returns you're looking for. Actually, like, I would say, like, blatantly get rich from that. You know, it's not something that's simple. It's hard. It's not something that, you know, people tell you, but we're getting there, you know. I would say we're learning the process, and hopefully, like, you know, we can, you know, power through it and get to where we're looking to go. So one thing I've come to understand as of recently is, for example, like I said, you had the two common types of investments. I mean, I consider them too common. I don't know if that's, you know, like, how everyone feels, but investing in stocks or, like, investing in real estate. And one thing I've come to hear, that I hear that investing in real estate tends to be a safer, more assuring alternative than investing in stocks, because, you know, the market fluctuates. Market, you know, goes up and down.
Yeah, you're right. It's more safe.
Yeah,
I feel like it's more lucrative to do stocks because you could have, like, way more money in the long run with less. But, like, at the same time, it's like, that's the percentile of you gaining that versus the percentage of you actually getting it through real estate, getting something nice to live on through real estate.
Yeah.
That's something that people could actually, it's more guaranteed with real estate. Sure, it's a risk no matter what type of investment you take, but it's a much smaller risk having real estate because you'll always have that property.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a stock could plummet and you'll always have that stock, but the value of it is gonna, I mean.
Yeah. And look at what we're going through right now. I mean, look at right now where we're going through this coronavirus, pandemic, and you could see right now how everything in the stock market pretty much has plummeted right now, and they're saying that we're right back at 2008's recession, if not we're going even, like, you know, further in the hole than we were during the 2008 recession. So it's something, like, you know, I think, you know, you should be mindful about, like, how and educate yourself in it, I would say, because it's something that if you're getting into it, you got to really know what you're getting into. And I know, like, you know, you can go on Facebook, you can go on Instagram, and everyone's preaching about investing in stocks, but it's not as simple as people think it is. Like, yeah, like, you can have, like, you know, a couple hundred laying around, or, like, a couple thousand laying around and invest it, but you have to really understand, you know, that world. You have to really understand, like, you know, what it is, you know, to do this, what it takes to do this, to really, really get what you're looking out of it. You know, I feel like at least with real estate, you know, you have a couple properties, you know, you make sure they're always filled with tenants, and you know that you're making, you know, a guaranteed amount, you know, set of income from that, you know, on a month to month basis, or however you're charging your tenants. And that's favorable. But then again, too, that's probably something else that you have to really look into and understanding, like, how do I really become successful? Just like you said, or a while ago, like, how do I create, like, a sizable income or good enough income, you know, producing asset to be able to just, you know, live well off of that, you know? And these are two things that we just have to really, really, like, really sit down and, like, learn and understand before we really get into them, you know? I've been trying to learn, about stocks and all the different things. Like, I've heard options, I've heard, like, ETFs, electronically traded funds, and I've heard of other things, and they're good, but one thing I've come to really understand is, like, you really don't, it depends, you know, how you make money off of that. I mean, if you're really out here looking for, you know, companies that, like, you know things are going on, and, like, you know, you think, like, oh, like, you know, this is going to give me, like, a 200% return, blah, 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 this and that, and I have, like, you know, this formula to multiply my money, then yeah. But if you're just listening to people just say, oh, invest your money, then, you know, maybe that's not the best choice if you don't really know what it is that you're investing into. You know, I know there's a lot of opportunities that, like, we've lost in the past, unfortunately, but it's not, you know, it's mostly due to us not being at the age we're at now and being younger and not really understanding, you know, any of that.
Blind, yeah, to being that blind world.
And our parents may have been involved in that too, because they probably, if they understood, you know, about investments better, they probably would have guided us towards that. Like, you remember how the other day we were talking about, you know, Bitcoin, and, like, how Bitcoin was what, like, what did I say?
$4.
It was $4, and then you were talking about
2012.
Like, yeah, you were talking about, like, how back in 2012, like, you were just finishing high school, and then you didn't have any money. But, you know, if you really think about it,
like, no, it's crazy, because what you said, your exact words were, dude, if you were to just take all the money you got from graduation, and I had to brush you off right there. I was like, yo, dude, come on. Like, what you think? Like, you think I got a lot of money for graduation? Like, dude, okay, my uncle gave me $100. But aside from that, that's all I got for graduating. Because, you know, I figured you were going to sit here and tell me, oh, yeah, you know, you must have got, like, what, 500? Because, I mean, you know, some kids, they get spoiled or whatever. Mm-hmm. But even in my situation with just $100, if I was to take that whole $100 and invest it into Bitcoin, that would have been 25 Bitcoin right now. And Bitcoin is what? What is it, over 10K right now?
No, it went down. I think it went down right now. Last time I checked, it was like 5K. But there was at one point, it was like...
But regardless.
But there was at one point in 2017, I think it was like near 20K a Bitcoin, if not, or passing 20K. I don't recall, but it was close to there.
So even right where it's at right now.
And I could even do the math for you right now.
Dude, like, check this, right? Even right where it's at right now, if I had 25 at even what you said, 5K, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 25 times 5. That's like... Dude, that's got to be more than I make in a year. You know what I mean?
It's $125,000.
Okay, yeah. So that is. Mm-hmm. That's like more than three times what I make in a year.
Yeah, yeah. And we're kind of saying this right now because it's all about, like, really knowing what it is that you're investing into. And we're just saying the fact that, like, you know, we didn't understand that back then. This is missed opportunities right there. This is opportunities, like, for example, Amazon. Amazon, like, growing up, like, Amazon was becoming the next big thing. Probably your parents or anyone else didn't believe in that, like, you know, because at the time, like, no one thought the internet would become the center of everyone's life the way it is now. But, like, dude, Amazon was, like, before the coronavirus situation hit, like, Amazon was what, like, past 2,000 a share. Like, it was like 2,100. You know, that's something else. Like, you know, maybe if you were, like, paying, you know, it's things like that. And it's just like, you just have to educate yourself through, you know, the process of that and really understand, you know, how to get involved and take advantage of things like that. I mean,
well, here's the thing. It's like, you think about it. It's, you even said this the other day too. So imagine, hypothetically, right, if you and I both only got $100 for graduation,
mm-hmm.
and both of us took that $100 and we put 50 into Bitcoin and 50 into Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
As much as, like, that investment would be worth multiples of hundreds more, mm-hmm. than what money we put into, regardless, mm-hmm. both of our parents, well, both sets of our parents, I should say, mm-hmm. if they were to find out that we took that money, invested it into Bitcoin, invested it into Amazon, they would wall out on us.
They would yell at us. I would think, yeah, they would think like what it is. Because like growing up, I know for a fact my dad didn't believe in that stuff. Like the main reason I never paid attention to it up until like I started taking a couple business classes in college was because I've heard my dad said it was a gamble. So I figured like why would you
gamble?
Gamble your money away and not, you know, and then that comes back to like, you know, some like what we were saying in our other podcast episode, like, you know, and leads you into the employee mindset because now you think the best, easiest way, or I wouldn't say easiest, I feel like, you know, that's not the right statement, but the safest way to now make money is through employment or stuff like that. You know what I mean?
The safest. It's guaranteed money. It will put food on the table. The stock market will put bountiful amounts of food on the table one day, and you'll live in famine for the next day.
Yes, if depending on how the market goes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like it's just, you know, things like that you have to be aware of. You have to be aware of, but it doesn't mean that, you know, doing this is wrong or it's not the right way. But then you also have to keep in mind too that it's a tricky thing because, yes, like, you know, if you're smart you can do things like, you know, like invest in the stock market or invest into like crypto or invest into stuff, but like sometimes too if you don't catch it at an earlier time then it becomes a less and less, you know,
open investment to get into.
Or it becomes a less attractive investment because now that, like, you know, we understood the years we lost and paying attention to like stocks like Facebook, stocks like Amazon, blah blah blah,
like,
or like Bitcoin that used to be like nothing, now they're worth so much more. Exactly. Now you're gonna need so much more money to invest in these companies.
You're playing catch up
money, just like, you remember I was talking to you about like the show I was watching, Billions.
Yeah,
which I think is a pretty good show. Like when you think of things money wise and really understand, like, you know, how like, you know, these investment companies make like money and how shark, you know, how like they act, how sharky they are with things.
And in a weird way, you do it on a subconscious level because you're just watching the show. You're not watching it so that you could learn. You're just watching it for pure entertainment value.
Yeah, but I got a really good takeaway from it. So one of the characters, had like, you know, their own hedge fund company and stuff. And they had a principal investor that invested like a couple $1 billion into their fund. And basically it got to a point where the investor wanted to pull out their money. And I remember the character pretty much was talking to their employees and was like, we got to get this guy back on board because if he pulls his money out, you know, we're going to be in the red because we rely on his sizable investment to even make, you know, the margins that we're looking to make in the market because the percentage, you know, the percent returns are small. So that actually prompted something in my mind that actually had me thinking. So sometimes like investing your money, especially like where you're at financially, you know, could sometimes not always be the best option. Like remember that post I sent to you too that was saying, like, for example, people who make like less than 100k a year probably shouldn't always like think that they should be investing their money in the stock market or wherever they invest their money, because and I should add also too, and they should consider making a lifestyle change to decrease their amount of spending so they could, you know, keep more of the money that they earn, because you end up pretty much saving more from reducing your spending than gathering, for example, 50k to get, you know, a 7% return, which gives you like, for example, probably 3,500 in for the year. You see where I'm getting at? So pretty much sometimes you just have to make, you know, the tough decision. It's what is better for the time right now. And sometimes you just have to understand where you're at and your situation and kind of come up with an actionable plan on how you can use, you know, resources around you to, you know, improve that. So I'm not saying that, like, you know, for example, if you make less than 100K, you shouldn't invest that. But I'm just saying sometimes, like, you shouldn't waste your time on things that are not going to be, you know, as
beneficial.
Yeah, beneficial or as income producing as you want them to be. And that's one thing we have to be mindful of, you know, even though you have all these people online, you have everyone saying, invest your money, but you still have to understand what it is that you're investing in. You know what I mean? Like, you remember how I sent you that screenshot, that one stock, TVIX, that for example, last month in February, it was only like somewhere between $30 and $40 a share. And apparently that stock is one of those, they're one of those stocks that they go against market. So if market is plummeting, they pick up value. That's something I still need to understand and wrap my head around. I don't understand how, like, the whole shorting and stuff works in market and in the stock market. But imagine if we were educated well enough, you know, and we were paying attention, you know, to trends and things going on, and we knew what to look for and what to pay attention to and what to really, like, you know, decide, you know, how to, like, you know, financially, you know, be able to make more money or whatever, do that, you know, we probably know that, hey, like, something's about to happen, let me gather what I have, you know, and then do this, you know. And for example, if I had like $1,000 laying around, or if I had, like, you know, maybe a little more, like, let's be optimistic, like, let's say 2-3 grand laying around, I could have bought like as many shares I could with that money in TVIX, and just let it sit for a whole month. I checked it the other day, and that stock went up from $40 to $900. That was almost like a 20 times return.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If you had like 20 times as many stocks as you did,
it would be even more. So, like, yeah, I understand. Like, it takes a lot of money. Like, I feel like it takes a lot of money to make money in the stock market. But then at the same time, like, if you don't have a lot to deal to work with, you should be smarter with what you do with your money. You should be smart with what you do with it and make the best decisions that you can make in order to, like, grow, you know, your income, or, like, grow what you have. It's really, like, you know, it's a slippery slope. But then at the same time, like, you know, there's opportunities out there. We just got to understand them. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. But, yo, there's also that other take to it where, you know, I mean, you think about it. It's like what our parents' fears of, say, hypothetically, if we were to take that money and put it into Bitcoin or Amazon. You know, I mean, for every company that's successful, Bitcoin, Amazon, there's 300 companies in that same field that were projected to be the same, and they never really panned out. So it's a reasonable fear, but it's a strategy. You have to know what you're getting into. You can't just willy-nilly just invest money just to say I invested. And a lot of people fall into that trap. They download these apps and, oh yeah, I got money in the stocks. And a lot of people, they'll sit here and talk about the businesses that they have stock in, and they might have like maybe like $15 in each stock, and they don't even know anything that's going on in the company. They just maybe know like 3 sentences worth about the company. They don't know anything about the company. They just invest their money blindly. And to be honest with you, bro, if people are ready to do that, they might as well pull up to me with all that money and say, hey, Dan, go buy yourself some shoes. Go get yourself some Jordans, you know? Because, I mean, a lot of times that money just goes to waste. They might as well just give it away. They might as well find somebody on the street that needs the money and just give it to them. Because if you don't know what you're doing, this is a strategy-based game. If you go and play against me in tennis, you pull up to the tennis court, you better know how to use that racket, because I'll beat you. And the stock market is going to do the same thing if you don't know how to pick up that racket. And, you know, it's not the racket. It's your knowledge when it comes to the stock market. So if you don't have that, you're not going to be able to succeed in the stock market. You can't go in blind. You have to know what you're doing, just like anything else in life.